regular listeners would know, we carried the story here over concerns that a new school building for Gaelscoil na Cathair Maestra in Donegal Town was being deferred. And fair play to parents and staff, I'm sure. They got together and said, no, this is not going to happen here because we've been in prefabs since this school was founded, effectively, and we now need a proper, we need proper facilities. And it looks like that's going to happen. Deirdre O'Gara is of the Parents Association and joins us now. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's great, and thanks for accepting the invite. Okay, so the sod is going to be turned, the official sod turning tomorrow. It's fantastic news. It's historic, too.
It sure is. It's you know, it's absolutely fantastic. 1 p.m. tomorrow, we will be turning the sod, and work has commenced at the school. So it's just, it really is, it's great news and it really is a historic day. You know, we've had a long wait since 1999, since the doors first opened.
And it's been a roller coaster, hasn't it? And the big dip, not in a positive way, was when it was amongst that group of 60 plus schools that were sort of shelved, and you know, we had that concern that we could lose the contractor and what have you. And thankfully, it was a very anxious time, but now those fears have been allayed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we were so close to starting back then, and just for it to be pulled from under our feet, we were really upset. You know, we were devastated, I suppose, as such. But to have managed to overturn that outcome, you know, it's just, it's brilliant. But, you know, we have such support from everybody, from yourself, from all the local radio stations and papers, and even national papers. So I suppose for only for the support that we got, we wouldn't be where we are today. So we have to thank everybody for that.
Yeah, but ultimately, I think the credit goes down to the people that organised and got out on the picket line, so to speak, and done up the placards, because that made it more easy to sort of get behind it, if you know what I mean. So fair play to those of you. That's where the credit goes, as far as I'm concerned. I think there's a duty in the media, and they have a duty to back the people, but it was you guys that sort of gave the media something to back.
Yeah, you know, like, that was never our plan. We never wanted to be out protesting, but unfortunately we had no choice, and just thankfully it did work for us. And you know, you go to the school today, the diggers are there and the work has commenced, and we'll have a new school come September 24th.
And does that make the official sod turning, do you think, with everything that's been gone through, even more significant and even more of a cause for celebration, and for, you know, current and past people and parents who've been through the school to come out for this event?
Yes, it definitely has. Now we've decided to make this day, you know, a joyous day, and
yeah,
for all the kids that are there, for the past pupils, present pupils, parents, and all the Gaelscoil community as a whole. So we've invited everybody 1 o'clock tomorrow to celebrate it and just to have a great day for the kids.
Brilliant stuff. And where is the school being built as it relates to the current prefabs, Deirdre? Is it behind them, in front of them, on top of them? I don't know.
No, so we're very lucky. We have quite a big site.
Right.
So the school has been built in three phases. So the first phase is the actual school building itself, and that will be completed in September. That will be completed in the summer of 24 and ready to walk into in September 24. So that's been built at the entrance to the school in the ground that we never use, because it is quite a large site. So for all of next year, the school will continue in prefab. There'll be no having to move them or nothing. The school will continue as normal. And then once the first phase is opened, the second phase will be removing the prefabs and building the S&A unit.
Right,
and then the final phase will be just the groundwork.
Yeah, it's all very exciting. Okay, brilliant. It's going to be a great day. It's tomorrow at 1, isn't it? Or today? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, yeah.
Excellent, okay. Yeah. And as you say, it is a time for celebration. There's no point raking over the past. We are where we are now, so it'll be a brilliant thing for the kids.
It really is a time for celebration.
Yeah, and they'll be able to see the progress as it goes on too, which will be really exciting for them.
Yes, exactly, yeah. It really is. It's a great news story, you know, but just, we really have to thank everybody that helped us to get where we are today. You know, we've a lot of the local community, we've had quite a few politicians. We've had Joe McHugh, who's been by your side the whole way, and he really needs to be recognised for it. We've had Thomas Pringle, Piers Doherty, they fought for us in the Dáil when we needed it. And as I said, yourselves, you were just all brilliant. And only for you, we wouldn't be here today.
Well, as I say, I think it's down to you guys. But anyway, Deirdre, we could battle that one out all day. I'll let you get back to it. Thanks, Deirdre. Take care of yourself.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Greg.
All right, bye now.